Welcome to Freya Singing Tips, the podcast. My name is Freya Casey, professional singer and vocal coach. I have been on stage my whole life, and I'm passionate about helping you discover the awesomeness in your own voice. Opera, musical theater, jazz, pop, folk, rock, I have done it all. And I want to give you golden nuggets of advice on how to be the master of your voice.
Let's dive right in. I came up with some excerpts from some very famous Christmas songs that you probably all know. So the first one is Last Christmas. Of course, that's one of the most played Christmas songs on the radio probably ever. So we're going to the first chorus. So it's like once bitten and twice shy. We're just going to use that once bitten and twice shy. I'm going to start lower though. And here's what you want to pay attention to, that big leap. Once bitten and twice. So that's the word we're actually going to focus on, twice. So it's really nice to practice the opening up, the pharyngeal space, also incorporating your lips and that motion from wah, wah. So we always want to hear the T also, twice. So there is a diphthong in there also, so it's really nice. So the focus is on the word twice. It's also quite high, it's the highest pitch of the phrase. And so what we want to do is be well supported and connected. And that half nasal sound of wah and then opening up toward it, it's really good because what you can do is just lean into it. And twice. What you don't want to do is start way on the butt. Twice. You don't want to give it a push. You want to be well supported through the entire phrase. So once bitten, then you can breathe, and twice shy. So nice and connected and well supported onset on that twice, connected to the and twice. Okay, let's start lower for those lower voices.
Once bitten and twice shy. 2, 3, 4. 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 Once bitten and twice shy.
One more.
2, 3, 4. Once bitten and twice shy.
You always want to stay in chest voice here. That's the point of it, because in the original it is in chest voice. Now we went way below the original key and also way above the original key. The original key is D, and we went anywhere from A to G, so almost an octave range. So for everyone there should be something in there. The next exercise is from the song Silver Bells, which you may all be familiar with. And what we're going to focus on here is vibrato and phrasing. So here's the thing. It has a lot of long pitches in the chorus. So
silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city.
So instead of being static, we don't want to go like a choir. If you want to sing it as a solo, you don't want to go
silver bells, silver bells.
it's just very static and it just doesn't sound nice. So number one, what you want to do is start straight and then add a nice subtle vibrato as you're holding that long pitch. And number two, you don't want to stay in the same volume through the entire pitch. So you want to dynamically also do something. You want to develop the pitch, okay? So instead of silver bells, silver bells, what I like to do is think of it as a dynamic progression that follows also the harmonies. So it's, you know, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one. So in this song, it's always like two measures that are kind of grouped together, and you always gravitate toward every other measure's one. So one, two, three, one, two, three, one. See how I'm kind of gravitating toward the next one. So that's what we're going to try. Let's do it. One, two, three. Silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. I chose a key, so if you have a lower voice, you can just sing it lower. If you have a higher voice, you may want to sing it in head voice because it is quite high. Remember, you want to make it musical. You don't want to just sit on a pitch that holds out. You want to do something with it dynamically, and by adding vibrato, you can give it more flavor and more shape and a direction. The next excerpt is from one of my favorites, Oh Holy Night. I do have a cover of me doing this song, so if you're interested in listening, the link is below. But what is really important here is also the enunciation. Now, this is actually originally composed by Adolphe Adam, who also composed operas, in case you don't know. So I'm going to sing it more in a classical style, but you don't want to sing it too operatic, of course. We're going to start on the later part here, where it goes higher. Up to here, here's what I want you to do. Just like in the previous example, I want you to add a subtle vibrato on those long pitches. I want you to also think about shaping it dynamically, not just sitting on the pitch. But also, I want you to try to focus on a nice open resonant sound. So instead of fall on your knees, so all nice and open, all E, not too wide. Keep it open in your pharynx, so don't get too small, otherwise it'll sound very nasal. And then we get another here, another E sound, but the same thing as knees. So it's not here, but here. Try to relax your cheeks and have a nice open resonant sound. The angel voices. So whenever you have an aw or an ah, you want a nice open space, relaxed cheeks, relaxed jaw, but ah, use your lips, okay? And so that way, this will sound nice and resonant, which is what we want for this song, okay? Divine.
Christ was born.
Make sure we hear every single letter. Okay, the last example is from Santa Baby, but what we're going to do, we're just going to use kind of that intro, that underlying ba-boom, 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 ba-ba-ba-boom, ba-boom, 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 ba-ba-ba-boom. So what's really important is here that we stay really relaxed here and ba-ba-ba-boom. You want to have loose lips, really nice and relaxed, but relaxed voice, but you want to have that rhythm and give it ba-boom, 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 ba-ba-ba-boom, ba-boom, 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 ba-ba-ba-boom, ba-boom, 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 ba-ba-ba-boom, ba-boom, 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 ba-ba-ba-boom. So whether you're singing in a head voice or chest voice, you want to make sure you really get that ba 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 boom ba 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 boom ba 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 boom. So ba ba ba. It's nice, relaxed. It's almost like brr, but you just have loose lips, but with a nice little accent from your support. One more time because it's so much fun. 2, 3. Ba boom. So it's not so much jaw, it's more ba 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 ba. It's more lips than it is jaw. I hope this was fun for you. I thought, you know, I do this all the time. You can make an exercise out of any part of a song because you want to apply those exercises that you've been practicing. And, you know, if you have a song that is challenging, I just wanted to show you that in order to actually address those things, you can just take out that piece of a song, maybe transpose it, try it lower, try it higher, make an exercise out of it. And just ask yourself, what is the objective here? How do I make it sound the best? Check out my free stuff on my website. I have free trainings going on all the time. Check out masteryourvoice.tv and join me for one of my next live trainings there. That is not on YouTube. That is usually just run if you register for those who want to register. Until next time, have a happy holiday, of course. And always keep a song in your heart and always keep on singing.